黄冈市2023年高三年级九月调研考试英语听力第一部分听力共两节满分30分。做题时先将答案标在试卷上，录音内容结束后你将有2分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转图到答题卡上。第一节共5小题，每小题1.5分，满分7.5分。听下面5段对话，每段对话后有1个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 3个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有10秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读1遍。Text 1. Michael, have you decided what you are doing for holiday?
It depends. I'd like to climb Mount Tai, but my parents prefer spending it at the seaside.
Since we only have a 3-day holiday, I suggest going somewhere near.
Well, I'll follow my parents' advice. Text 2.
Jack, this dictionary costs $20, but I've only got $15.
I've got $50, so I can help you and I'll lend you the rest.
Thanks, Jack.
Text 3.
Has your husband returned from Chengdu yet?
Yes, he came back just 2 days ago, but he's leaving Shanghai for Nanjing next week.
Text 4.
Helen, have you finished reading the book Mr. Smith recommended?
Oh, Jane, I didn't read straight through the way you read a novel. I just covered a few chapters which interested me most.
Text 5.
Lucy, who is the woman over there?Is that Mary?
Yes, she's been a close friend of mine for years.
Oh, I didn't know that. You must have made a lot of friends since you settled here in 2010.
Oh yeah, they are very fine.
Second节共15小题，每小题1.5分，满分22.5分。听下面5段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 3个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题5秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出5秒钟的作答时间，每段对话或独白读2遍。听第6段材料，回答第6、7题。
Text 6.
Have you heard that there was an earthquake in Shandong? How about your son, Tom?
He stayed in bed at that time.
What do you mean? Didn't he try to get outside?
No, he had got terrible flu. I think he must have been flat through the earthquake. He said it was noisy.Then he woke up at 4:30 in the morning, still feeling terrible with the flu. Head spinning, nose running. Text 6.
Have you heard that there was an earthquake in Shandong? How about your son, Tom?
He stayed in bed at that time.
What do you mean? Didn't he try to get outside?
No, he had got terrible flu. I think he must have been flat.Through the earthquake. He said it was noisy, then he woke up at 4:30 in the morning, still feeling terrible with the flu. Head spinning, nose running.
Listen to the 7th 材料, 回答第8、9题.
Text 7. Do you often swim?
Yes. As long as I can find the time, I like swimming best.
What style of swimming do you like best?
I like the back best. I'm good at freestyle stroke, but I usually use breaststroke as it keeps me from getting tired. Can you swim? How about going for a swim after work?
Oh no, I'm quite a stone in the water. Besides, I have to finish drafting the contract our manager has assigned. Text 7. Do you often swim?
Yes. As long as I can find the time, I like swimming best.
What style of swimming do you like best?
I like the back best. I'm good at freestyle stroke, but I usually use breaststroke as it keeps me from getting tired. Can you swim? How about going for a swim after work?
Oh no, I'm quite a stone in the water. Besides, I have to finish drafting the contract our manager has assigned.
Text
8.
How may I help you, sir?
I left my bag on flight MA754 last night.
So what happened last night?
Well, I was on the flight from New York to London that landed at 11:30 p.m. We were delayed half an hour in New York so that when we eventually landed, I was so tired. But I accidentally left my dark blue bag on the plane.
Okay. Can you tell me what's inside that?
Quite a few things, actually. Not my passport, of course, so I would never have got out of the airport. My wallet is inside. There is also my credit card and some membership cards. Luckily, I put my ID card in my pockets, so it wasn't lost.
Have you informed the police about the loss of the credit card?
Yes, and I also canceled the card with the credit company.
Right. Now, what I will do is consult from the Lost and Found office if it is found. I will call you back within an hour and tell you what the situation is.
Okay, thank you.
Text 8.
How may I help you, sir?
I left my bag on flight MA754 last night.
So what happened last night?
Well, I was on the flight from New York to London that landed at 11:30 p.m. We were delayed half an hour in New York so that when we eventually landed, I was so tired. But I accidentally left my dark blue bag on the plane.
Okay. Can you tell me what's inside that?
Quite a few things, actually. Not my passport, of course, so I would never have got out of the airport. My wallet is inside. There is also my credit card and some membership cards. Luckily, I put my ID card in my pockets, so it wasn't lost.
Have you informed the police about the loss of the credit card?
Yes, and I also canceled the card with the credit company.
Right. Now, what I will do is consult from the Lost and Found office if it is found. I will call you back within an hour and tell you what the situation is.
Okay, thank you.
Text
9. Good morning and welcome to today's Business TV. Today, we have Mr. John Smith, who has just established a bicycle shop. Tell us, Mr. Smith, what made you want to run your own store?
Well, I always loved racing bikes and fixing them. When I was working full-time as a salesman for a big company, I seldom had time to enjoy my hobby. I knew then that as soon as I had enough money to get my own business going, I would do it. I had my heart set on it, and I didn't let anything stand in my way. When I went down to the bank and I got a business loan, I knew I'd love being my own boss. Now my time is my own. I open a store when I want and leave when I want.
You mean you don't keep regular hours?
Well, the sign on my store says the hours are 10 to 6. But if business is lower than usual, I can just lock up and take off early.
Have you hired any employees to work with you yet?
Yeah, some of my friends who love biking as much as I do. They help me out a few days a week.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. We wish you success in your new business.
Text 9. Good morning and welcome to today's Business TV. Today we have Mr. John Smith, who has just established a bicycle shop. Tell us, Mr. Smith, what made you want to run your own store?
Well, I always loved racing bikes and fixing them. When I was working full-time as a salesman for a big company, I seldom had time to enjoy my hobby. I knew then that as soon as I had enough money to get my own business going, I would do it. I had my heart set on it, and I didn't let anything stand in my way. When I went down to the bank and I got a business loan, I knew I'd love being my own boss. Now my time is my own. I open a store when I want and leave when I want.
You mean you don't keep regular hours?
Well, the sign on my store says the hours are 10 to 6. But if business is lower than usual, I can just lock up and take off early.
Have you hired any employees to work with you yet?
Yeah, some of my friends who love biking as much as I do. They help me out a few days a week.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. We wish you success in your new business.
Text
10. Hello there. The journalist and presenter, as well as author, our colleague, George Alagia, has died. He was 67. He was diagnosed with bowel cancer in 2014, and in recent years used his voice to champion better NHS screening for the disease. In many ways, he was a pioneer in British broadcast journalism. Born in Sri Lanka, he was one of the first people of color working for a major UK broadcaster to report extensively on the part of the world that became known as the Global South, shining a light on the ordinary lives of millions of people, especially perhaps in Africa, whose everyday lives were often ignored or relegated to the inside pages of newspapers. The BBC Director General Tim Davis said today that George was more than just an outstanding journalist. Audiences could sense his kindness, empathy, and wonderful humanity. Our special reporter, Anne Little, now looks back at a brilliant life of storytelling and adventure. Text 10. Hello there. The journalist and presenter, as well as author, our colleague, George Alagia, has died. He was 67. He was diagnosed with bowel cancer in 2014, and in recent years used his voice to champion better NHS screening for the disease. In many ways, he was a pioneer in British broadcast journalism. Born in Sri Lanka, he was one of the first people of color working for a major UK broadcaster to report extensively on the part of the world that became known as the Global South, shining a light on the ordinary lives of millions of people, especially perhaps in Africa, whose everyday lives were often ignored or relegated to the inside pages of newspapers. The BBC Director General Tim Davis said today that George was more than just an outstanding journalist. Audiences could sense his kindness, empathy, and wonderful humanity. Our special reporter, Anne Little, now looks back at a brilliant life of storytelling and adventure.
听力部分结束。